The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Well, good morning, everybody, and it's holiday season again. Oh, here we go again. It's can you believe it? That's what's going on here. I've got to get going. I'm still moving boxes around from last year. I've got stuff out there that's been in the cardboard boxes, and I'm transporting them over to the new, you know, those Tupperware containers, and it's getting to the point where I'm not going to bother anymore. I'm just going to leave the stuff up, have a Christmas house for the year, you know. But anyway, it's exciting. Everybody's wait until you hear the stats on traveling. You're talking about like 52 million people will be getting on the road, and 82% of people will be traveling. Gas prices will be a little bit higher, but not too bad. But anyway, I think we're going to be moving now into Jim's Gems and Retha's Tech Time. But if we don't, I'm just going to keep rolling because, guys, I've got so much stuff. Here we go.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Okay. Retha won't be with us today. She's getting a checkup, and we wish the best for Retha. But, guys, like I was saying, it's Thanksgiving season. And, you know, it's okay, so it's dinner time, right? You're sitting around the table. And let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. What do you talk about? All right, let's go over the top 10 things that people do not want to talk about. I researched this. And I'm going to give you the top 10 things people don't want to hear, okay? 10, we'll work our way up, is your kids' accomplishments. Okay, so they're on the baseball team, and they won the skating championship, whatever. I guess they don't want to hear it. Number 9 is the Clintons. They don't want to talk about the Clintons. Number 8 is gun control. Number 7 is the NFL. Number 6 is relationships. Number 5 is Al Franken. Number 4 is the wall. We heard enough about the wall. And discounts. Number 2 is being overweight, whatever the situation is. And number 1 is Russia. We're kind of tired about hearing about what's going on behind the scenes with did people talk to the Russian ambassador, whatever. So people are getting a little tired of all that stuff. Okay, we're going to move into a little bit of the news. And fill you in. There's a lot of stuff going on. Zimbabwe's president, Mugabe, all right, he had a date to resign. They gave him a date to resign. Well, he didn't. He now faces impeachment. The longtime president, Robert Mugabe, ignores the deadline set by the ruling party, and he's not stepping down. Well, now he's going to face impeachment. So more protests are planned. He's 93 years old. He's been the standing president for a long time. So we'll see what happens with that. A 36-year-old Border Patrol agent dies while patrolling the U.S.-Mexican border. President Trump states, we will build the wall. NFL player continues to take a knee. Many of the NFL players continue to take a knee during the national anthem, further causing a long time lack of support for the NFL. And they're losing supporters. Many are saying they will not watch on Thanksgiving. Remember the great dome that was built in Georgia about 25 years ago called the Georgia Dome? Well, this morning about 5 o'clock, I was watching the news, and it took a long time to build that dome, and they pushed the button, and I was watching. It literally took about 12 seconds for the thing to be flattened out, and it's now a pile of rubble, and it's replaced by the $1.6 billion Mercedes dome that's there. And we have Brooklyn college students do not want police using the restrooms there. They feel uncomfortable because 2 women were arrested on a campus by city police. Well, it turns out the women they had arrested had propane tanks in their apartment, and notes and ties to ISIS. So would it be better to have let them go? Well, I don't know if we wouldn't have set the students, but maybe that was better that they arrested those people. U.S. Army finally getting a national museum. Donations you can send to armyhistory.org. And I believe now it's time for Gems from Jim.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Jim.
So the notorious Charles Manson, who was convicted in 1971, the first-degree murder for directing the deaths of Sharon Tate and eight others, dies this morning of natural causes. Diana Ross was given the Lifetime Achievement Award, and the Sanctuary Cities, they're basically, you'll have people going there that have an illegal status, they've committed crimes, well, they may lose their funding. President Trump to meet with cabinet to discuss tax cuts today. And the father of one of the three college students arrested in China for shoplifting said it was no big deal taking glasses. President Trump tweeted he should have left them in jail. I guess he didn't like that response. The president will make a statement on whether or not he will place North Korea on the terror sponsor list. Neither Senator Al Franken or Roy Moore will resign in lieu of facing allegations of sexual misconduct from years ago. And UCLA fired football coach Jim Mona, was UCLA's coach for about six years. Well, it just so happens that the firing came a day after the Bruins lost to rival Southern Cal for the third year in a row. I guess they didn't like that. LeBron James says on Captain's Log he's been blackballed. All right. Former NFL wide receiver Terry Glenn, if you remember Terry Glenn, big star, he died in a car accident at age 43. In the final score, the NBA Lakers versus the Nuggets, everybody's wondering how that come out. Well, I was kind of surprised, but it was Nuggets 109 to Lakers 127. In a NFL, the Rams and the Vikings battle. Final score, Rams 7 and the Vikings 24. It kind of took that. We had some high winds in Manhattan, knocked down a big scaffold that came down into the downtown area, injuring five people. Nobody was killed. The winds have been pretty heavy. Indiana had 85 mile per hour winds. That's pretty heavy winds. Damaged a lot of homes. And, let's see. President Trump pardons boy and tie from winding up on the dinner table, the seven-year-old tradition of pardoning two turkeys carried on, and now it's commercial time. I was kind of glad to hear that. Two turkeys at a break. Well, anyway, if we don't have the commercial plugged in, I just wanted to say that this is going to be one exciting holiday. There's so much going on. I have like seven pages of news to tell you guys, but we only have so much time through everything. And we have I want to tell you guys, we have one special amazing guest coming on today. Her name is Janelle Garner, and what a team she has. I mean, you know, I remember watching the Schwarzenegger movie, Terminator movie, when the guy, I don't know if you guys remember this, when the liquid man, the kind of metal man, the kind of, you know, he could change his forms, when he was walking through this is the first time I've ever seen this kind of thing. He walked through the bars, and he just kind of transformed right through the bars, and his gun got stuck. And but this is the kind of stuff, this cutting-edge stuff that I see now, and I can't, it's like I can't believe what I see. But anyway, I don't know let me see. Do we have Janelle on with us? Janelle, you on the line? Okay. I'm going to wait till the board lights up and we get the, get this transferred over. But I have a list. Oh, we're getting a lot of calls coming in here. But anyway, we're going to just touch base with some of the people, and we have so many issues that are coming. People want us, they want the the investment strategies. Okay, we won't go into the investment strategies this show, but we will cover, I want to cover some of the issues. We're going to be talking about schools, and we're going to be talking about, you know, what's going on in the school system with Janelle. Okay, here's another caller. Just too much. All right, so I just wanted to touch base on some of the stuff. All right, an article I found in Public School Review. I found 10 major challenges facing public schools. All right, here's just a couple of them I'll throw at you. These are some of the issues. Classroom size. All right, they say some of the classrooms are busting at the seams. And they, what do they do? I mean, you know, it's like the old story when you got the two or three little mouses in the room, they get along, but when you put a whole bunch of them in there, it gets harder to deal with.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
Are you there?
We do it the easy way, guys. And
yes.
I'll tell you, like I was saying, we've got a very, very special guest coming on. And my guest is beyond amazing. And in the beyond amazing category, I put her, not only her skills, but her personality. Janelle is a technology, she's in the technology field, research and development. She's an entrepreneur who's worked 25 years in researching a better way of learning children through the EIT learning system. And guys, I just got to bring her on because if I keep going, we won't have any time to talk to her. Janelle, you on with us?
Yeah, we are, Jim. We're on with you. How you doing?
Hello, Janelle. Hello. Thanks for coming on. And I know the holiday seasons are really busy for you guys and you're just all over the place, but thanks for coming on. And I'll tell you, it is a transformation world. I mean, everything's changing so fast. You wake up in the morning and things are changing. You're kind of in this cutting edge field, but I just wanted to say meeting you and your team, it's you meet people like you and you just take a deep breath going, wow, these are nice people. And then I start seeing some of the stuff you guys do. It's just amazing. Janelle, what you're into so much. What kind of, you know, you help, you're into the schools. We'll get into all that, but what kind of got you into the tech part of your life? I mean, what started you with that?
Well, the tech part has always interested me. I've always been into technology, and the more that it advanced, the more excited I got about technology. But my mind works a lot different than a lot of people because when I see something, I actually can visualize it in a specific arena. And for some reason, I know how to use it. You know, we all know where that comes from. And, you know, and so I've always been interested in that. And as I started really diving into the education system, I realized that we are in a digital world and our kids are not being taught digitally. Adults are not being taught digitally in colleges, in higher education. And pretty much our communities are suffering all over the world because of that. So I made it my passion to change education. And on along the way, I met some amazing people. For instance, some of my team is here. And we've got Greg Cameron.
Tell us first, before we meet everybody, tell us who you are.
Okay. I'm a single mother. I've been a single mother for many years. I have an associate's degree in business. I'm a very creative person. I like to create things. I like to put people together that create things. And that's, you know, and I'm a very crazy person. That's what they tell me. I'm crazy. I think that's why I get where I get, because I'm crazy. They'll all agree with you.
and tell people what you do, basically.
Well, we do several different things. I built a new educational learning system that is called EIT, which is Immersion Interactive Technology. It's a new amazing learning system that's going to teach not only our kids, but it's going to go, we can teach in higher learning, but it's going to rebuild our communities across the globe. And the reason being is because education is more than just reading, writing, and arithmetic. There's a lot more to it.
Yeah.
And we're really not preparing our kids for this, you know, and we haven't for quite some time. And so I found a group of many different people and different ideas and different companies, and also Easy Way. When we teamed up with Easy Way, it was an amazing experience for us. We are so excited to work with Easy Way.
Yeah. You've been involved in this. It's like I'm reading through everything. You've been involved in the for 25 years in researching basically a better way of learning and so on. And so on the technology part of it, here we are, we have the kids and everything that's going on. Where do you place this? The technology now comes with the kids. There's goods and bads to this, isn't there?
There is, and you actually have to, you can't just take technology and put it into a classroom. You actually have to know how to implement it properly. You have to have the proper curriculum put in place. This is what is called whole brain learning. We've been researching and developing this and a new system based on this for over 25 years. So you have to be able to open up all five senses at the same time. So that's utilizing all those senses inside a classroom. And so that's what we've done. And we've combined with other companies, technology companies across the world who have some amazing technology. And so, in other words, if you're to walk into a classroom of ours and you're learning about the Civil War, you actually walk through a portal that puts you on the battlefield of the Civil War as it's taking place. You can smell the gunpowder.
This is some amazing stuff. I mean, when I was watching one of your videos, people are sitting there with their mouth open, like the one with the whale jumping up and jumping back in the floor. But you say it even goes further than that, where there's actually senses where you can smell and get a kind of a tactile touch feel to it a little bit.
Yeah, we do that. We implement the smells, the sounds, the taste. We have all the bells and whistles in the classroom so that the brain will open up and function properly. And we also make sure our kids have the right proper nutrition. And we really work on the attitudes. There's a lot involved in what we're doing. Because in order, right now in a normal classroom, our kids retain less than 1.5%. In the classrooms we've just designed, the retention possibilities are 85 to 95% retention and comprehension. There's nothing like that on the planet.
Now, I'm trying to squeeze. I wanted people to know something about Janelle, and you have so much, but you also have an amazing team with you. I want you to bring them on, but I wanted the people to kind of get a format of you a little bit and a little bit about what's going on, so they know a little bit about when you introduce your team. So bring your team on.
Okay. Jim, we've got Greg Cameron here. Say hey.
Hello.
We have
hey,
June
Greg.
Reese.
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
And
hey,
we have
guys.
Michael Reese. Hey, say hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Mike. Now, is this the team that you had in the commercial on Eric's show?
Yeah, this is part of the team that was in the commercial. Not all of everybody's here. Some of us are in Texas.
That.
Some are in Minnesota. It's a great commercial. We love it.
That is so fun. Who thought of the idea about, when you mention the baby boomers getting into technology and the camera drops? Whose idea was that? That was funny.
I think it was our attorney actually dropped the phone.
That was good. I like that. Because I can relate to that. You see a lot of my videos, and you'll know it's Dad on the camera sometimes.
Well, it was funny how it all came. It was funny how it came together because I'm on the phone with Greg trying to tell him what to do for the commercial. It was funny.
Oh yeah. It was funny.
No, that went together really nice, and people are watching this stuff, and we were talking about how it affects the schools today, and now. Do you think, you know, like I'm kind of like thinking if I went back, like, well, I don't know if I have to learn all these timetables. All I have to do is pull out the cell phone and kind of, do you think any of that affects taking a test or may kind of hold back the kids from having the motivation to maybe learn some of this stuff when all they got to do is look at their phone and find out anything about the Civil War or whatever, or they still have to get the books and you know?
Yeah, it actually in our class, in our school, we don't allow cell phones in our schools. They have to check them in at security as they walk through the gate. And the cool part is Abraham Lincoln or George Washington's taking your cell phones and putting them in security. So the kids are right off the bat, all of a sudden their minds are like going, wow, where are we? What is this? So we ignite them the minute they walk through the door. We have this amazing lunch program that we'll have to get into sooner, you know, and tell you a little bit about who these people are. They're amazing. And and the rest of our team that's not here plus us, we have a new company called Safe, and we've talked to you about that several times and what Safe is going to do. Because EasyWay, as you know, you guys are involved in Safe, and it's a great membership portal that's really going to help change communities across the globe because it's got everything that we need inside SAFE to help communities grow and nourish.
Well, I'll tell you, you put together these different figures for the EasyWay universe, and I've got them in my hallway, and the whole strategy of this. Now, was it you and your team that thought all this up? And then it's going to be turning into a game system.
Yeah, that's called Keepers of the Nubicon Galaxy. That's actually based off my new storybook that hits the market next year. And we also have a card game called Attitude Mashers that's based on that game. And it actually was a joke how it all started. Because
wow.
We were talking about, you know, how to raise some funding to really push and open up this community center we wanted to do. And so we actually own the Nubicon Galaxy, so we were going to sell real estate off the Nubicon Galaxy.
Wow.
And it just became a fun joke, and the next thing you know, we've got an entrepreneurial video game based on the models that we use in our schools.
Man, this is really, you know, how are the kids taking to this? I mean, this has to be an exciting, what you're putting together, a new way of learning. It has to be kind of a real breakthrough and excitement for the kids. I mean, there's results, and it's making because you see a lot of stats, and they're not real positive. I mean, I don't have time to go through. I had pages of stuff to hit you guys with stats on. I got pages the Journal of Pediatrics and Public School Review. I have so much stuff here, but we'd have to go on for another hour. Have to have you back again, and. How are they taking to all this technology? They must be kind of excited, and they're getting results, right?
Oh, they are. The kids, when we've gone into several different districts throughout the state of Utah, showing kids what we were doing, explaining to them what we were doing. We even showed them what we're doing with nutrition. And you would think the kids would not be interested in that, but I'll tell you what, kids were very excited about the fact that we are getting them healthy again so that they can learn more effectively. And, I mean, it's just a combination of everything that we're doing. You know, we have EasyWay. We've got Bliss Entertainment Studios. You know, we have Live Life Connected. We have Lysol. We have H2O Liquid Air, and we have Safe. And SAFE creates that platform for everybody to be in so that we can go in and build community centers everywhere. And once we do that, then we can stem out everywhere.
Yep.
See, this is we just have to keep rolling this. We're gonna have, this is like part one. We're gonna have like several parts for you to come on and your team and talk about all this stuff, because there's just so much. You've got a show on Eric's network. Now what is that? Now you're gonna have a show, and it's gonna be on the Easy Way Show. And tell us about what your experience has been like with your Easy Way experience and the people you've met.
Oh. Oh, boy, me and Greg, we're just flabbergasted. And we come back and we tell our team and we say, you guys, you cannot wait to meet these people. They're the most amazing people to work with. And the response that we're getting from people, I mean, you walk up and you say, we've got a new show and it's called Smart Talk. And it's about changing communities across the globe, teaching people how to do things smart with technology and education, with nutrition, with environmental, water, you know, all these different things. And everybody we've met, everybody that Easy Way has put us in front of, we are now working to do some alliances with these companies because they're very excited about it.
I've seen some. Well, we've been at some of the events, and I'm just exciting when it's exciting when Eric introduces you to the different people, and things come out of it, and you meet people that are in that category that can make things happen. But I'm going to be going out there and meeting with you guys, and Eric's shows are just he's keeping everything going. There's just so much going on. And you see when you jump into the Easy Way program how it goes at a rapid pace, you know, and it is exciting. And, you know, we're really excited to work with you guys. And I'm just like flabbergasted on this technology stuff. I'm so anxious to see the Nubicon Galaxy take off and to grab my lantern and go out there and make a little light. If I don't get lost, I got to pay attention to this stuff. But anyway, the only problem
I had. You're night lighter.
Found now.
The only problem I had was when I was heading back after your little birthday event at Plix for Change, when Eric had his night there. I told you I gave you the cake, but I forgot the candles and the balloon. Well, I found them in the car as I was driving home, and I had a problem with that balloon going all the way home. If you heard the conversation I had with that balloon getting in my way, popping up, and I'd reach back to try to put it down, and be driving along, be popping up. You don't want to hear that conversation. But anyway, guys, thanks for coming on. We've got to move along. But we want to have you back because there's just so much for you and your team to talk about. And it's just totally exciting. And I'm always bragging about the figures you made and how you put them all together. And they're so technical. They have, you know, lights and all this stuff. But thanks for coming on, guys. And we want to have you back again because I know you're very busy. And I'm looking forward to seeing you come the end of December. We'll get out there. So until then, can I book you on another show coming up soon?
Oh, you bet. We'd love to be on there. Then we can talk to you more about the safe and the nutrition and the water and everything. That would be really great. And we want to leave you with this thought, Jim.
Okay.
You know what you do when all your dreams come true? You don't go to Disneyland. You do it the easy way and live in Disneyland.
There you go. I like that. That's pretty good. I like that. See, you always come up with that. You guys are great. Well, anyway, thanks again, and like I said, I'm going to have you, I already got you down, and we just got to pinpoint the day, and I'll be seeing you in December, and until then, keep doing it the easy way, guys, and thanks again.
Awesome.
And,
good to see everybody. Have a great day.
Okay, guys, now it's time for Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am very excited today because I have a very, very special guest, and he's also a dear friend. We go back many, many years, and he has made his mark as one of the top musicians in the world. He is known not only by his own name, Munyongo Jackson, but he also associates himself with some of our major players. Throughout his career, he has traveled with musicians such as Stevie Wonder. He just recently returned from a tour with him for Global Citizen in New York, where they performed in front of thousands of people for a very worthy cause to help those people who have been victimized by the hurricanes, as you all know. And also he's been with people like Anita Baker, Diane Reeves. He's performed with Miles Davis, Lionel Hampton, and the list goes on. I mean, I can't count them all. I remember after we first did a recording session that he went on to perform with people like Diana Ross. He's traveled throughout the world with these people. He's also a collector. He has over 400 pieces of musical instruments and equipment. So let me just bring him on so he can speak for himself. His name, again, is Munyongo Jackson. Welcome, Munyongo.
Thank you. Thank you. Carmelita. Oh, shoot. You've got a round of applause happening back there.
You know what? I always tease him because whenever he calls or if I ever speak to him, he always gives me that musical greeting. The music is in his bones, so it's fun calling you Munyongo.
You have a lot of things. You have a lot of things you've been doing. You've been singing. You've been working on some stuff with you. So no, you know what's going on.
Well, you know what? I want to share something with the musical audience. Munyongo, as I said, you and I, we go back many, many moons. And as I embarked upon my musical journey, I was very blessed to have you in the mix. And I would like to just give our listening audience a little taste of your timbales and all your wonderful percussion instruments that you use on my CD. It's entitled Me Llamo Carmelita, which just simply means my name is Carmelita, but it that particular CD has a focus on the Latin side of my background, and it's entitled Orin Ibiri, which is a chant that I was inspired from our ancestors. I believe this is something that was in the ether that just came to me. But it means the same thing in English, Spanish, and the Yoruba language. Can you give us the correct pronunciation of that word, Munyongo?
You said it correctly. It's Yoruba.
Okay, all right.
A lot of people say Yoruba. It's Yoruba. You did great.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know if you know of Jimmy Shalanke, but when I was still teaching at school, I put together the first Afro Expo that they had at the school, and everybody was involved, all the different departments, English, the cooking classes were coming up with recipes from Africa, the physical education classes were doing the dances that were very symbolic and of representative of the culture and on and on. And so I engaged Jimmy Shalanke from Nigeria, who gave me the Yoruba translation, which just simply means, along with the English and Spanish, lead me, guide me. And the words are basically saying, here is your child, lead me, guide me.
Yemo bojule yenise
There you are, Munyango. You've got those timbales and the African drum going on in the background. Can you explain to our listening audience about the African talking drum?
The African talking drum, the one that you heard, is a concept of one from Europe, from Nigeria, for the Yoruba people. You know, it's a drum that you play that has, it's like big on both sides and it's thin in the middle. It has these skins that's wrapped on both sides of the drums, and it has like rope or different parts of skin you use it to tune the drum. You can hold the drum on your armpit and you squeeze it, and it squeezes the heads tighter, and it pronounces a language. Now, I don't know the whole Yoruba language from Nigeria, because they have a way of talking that the way they play the drum is how they speak, and they understand there's certain things that we're saying, you know. Like when we're speaking here, we're speaking almost like in a melody, you know, like what I just said. When we're speaking here, boom, 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 we speak in a melody, boom, 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 boom. So in our language here, what you just heard, which is boom, 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 it's different than the way they speak Yoruba in Nigeria. They have a different accent the way they do it, boom, 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 boom. And so it's a concept. What you just heard is a concept of the rhythms from Nigeria, and it's also based on a lot of rhythms that's coming out of Cuba, because during the slave trade, you know, they brought the Yoruba people from Nigeria, and it was a lot of other people from Nigeria, from West Africa, that went all over the Western world, you know. Cuba, Puerto Rico, which was the Spanish that pulled people, Dominican Republic, which is a different thing. we can keep going on and on, you know, about how people, they join people together, and Yoruba people that deal with the different Orisha, they blended them together in Cuba, so that it's still one religion, but it's based on West Africa, but it's a lot, the Spanish influence is there too, because Spain was dealing with the slaves, bringing them there. And it also through Catholicism, Catholic rhythm, that deal with saints. They call them saints. We call them Orishas. So the concept is still very live, but it's based on a lot of rhythms, a lot of things coming from Yoruba people in West Africa, in Nigeria. They also, talking drum also comes from Ghana. It's a different kind. The make of the drum is the same, not the tuning of the drum, but the way it's made has two big ends and then a small end in the middle, and then you have the straps or ropes or skins where you squeeze it on your arm and you play it with a curved stick. And it's still rhythms and it's still language, the way we pronounce things, and in their language they have ways that they say things. So Nigeria, the talking drum, in Ghana, the talking drum, in Senegal, they have a little small talking drum called a tama. It's real small. The pitch is higher. And also Mali, they have talking drums. They have different names for them, but yeah, I'm not familiar with the total, the correct names from the different country, from different countries. But it's still a talking drum. And you play it by the way you talk and how you say things. The language is different in the different countries. But the tuning...
Well, Munyango, I mean, this is just really fascinating. I just wanted to also touch on some other things, too, in the time that we have. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Amélie Mbaye. She's in Africa at this time making movies. She's a movie star. And in the background of my chant... Towards the end of the recording, you will be able to hear her clearly speaking the Wolof language, which is from Senegal. Her grandfather was the first president of Senegal, and she's a very beautiful, tall, beautiful woman. But before I go on, I wanted to give the listening audience a little bit more about your background, also with some of these musical giants that we mentioned. I had the pleasure of meeting some of them. In fact, Bobby Matos, he just made his transition, was my teacher for a while at the William Grant Steel Center here in Los Angeles. And first time I noticed him was when he was playing the Afro-Cuban music in some of the festivals in Hollywood. And I really noticed him because he stood out with his group. They were so fantastic. And then I realized that they had become icons, and I'm sure you're familiar with Bobby. There's going to be a celebration of his life this coming Sunday, by the way. And KPFK has that information. Anybody can go online and get more information about it, kpfk.org. But did you ever meet Bobby Matos?
Are you kidding? I played in his band quite a few times. We've known each other for years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I should have figured that. I mean, you guys, both of you are icons, you know, really.
Mm-hmm. And we've done a lot of things together, but we've done some things with Dwight Tribble. And Bobby Matos and Dwight Tribble have done some things together. And I've done some things with him, too. Bobby is, you know, he gets around. He does a lot of things. He's very much into the Latin music, the Afro-Cuban music, even though he's from New York.
Do you listen to Canto Tropical on KPFK? They come on every Saturday at 6 o'clock until 10. I listen to them religiously because you know that's the Latin part is part of my heritage too. My grandmother was from Mexico, and it gave me part of my background. You know, I just am enjoying it all. And I love the Latin jazz very much, and that's on my agenda too. But
I always loved Latin jazz. I started listening to, way back then, I started listening to people like Mongo Santa Maria, Willie Bobo, Tito Puente. Way back then, I mean, that was like a school. Tito Puente had a tune out called T-Mambo, and that is like, it's very, very historic just in listening to learn how to play congas, timbales, and, you know, congas, bongos, and timbales. And it was a bass. Great. And that's one of the things that pulled me into it because, I started out playing piano. And
yes, I was noticing from your bio that you were actually starting out as a pianist, and then around 17, as you said, you became enchanted, just like Bobby Matos. You know, he just once you fall into that groove, you know, it's just really something that grabs you. And I had the pleasure also of being in Willie Bobo's class at UCLA. Mm-hmm. He taught for a little while, and I wish I'd paid a little bit closer attention because he's like you. He's so informative, you know.
Yeah, I never knew Willie Bobo had a class at UCLA. I played Willie Bobo's band way back then also. So, you know, spent a little time in it, and it was great. You know, playing bongo and Sheka Ray. And Victor Pantoja, I was playing congas. He's great. How he does what he does, You know, I've always dug Willie Bobo. You know, we didn't know here in the United States, let's put it to Los Angeles, because compared to New York and Philly and back east, we're like on the West Coast and down the Southwest Coast. And at the time, most of the Spanish people, I knew, were people that came up from Mexico, from, you know, Central America. But when I listened to the music, Latin jazz, a lot of it came from New York, you know, because the jazz thing is in America anyway. Started in America.
That's
so mixing
right.
with these Latin rhythms, man, is still alive today. I mean, you know, Dizzy Gillespie, who was a swinger, he discovered Latin jazz, you know, and Latin music, Afro-Cuban music, brought Chano Pozo, one of the first conga players to come to the United States, to play in his music. So it's a different type thing, you know, swinging, and I know that this is going to be a short one. You know, this interview is like, you know, not going to be so long. But in swinging, you know, we swing, swinging, and so Latin music is boom, baka, chicka, boom, boom, a button, pick a boom, 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 but anything is mostly straight, ta, 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 boom, boom, where swing is ta, ba, ba, da, ba, ba, da, and ding, ding, ding. So, put, so, channel would play Kong with bak, a boom, boom, a bak, a boom, boom, he would start to switch it off. Then we have people like Ray Barreto start playing. And got into swinging a little bit more. Francisco Aguilera, different people start coming and playing congas a little different. And then, so they would adjust to our music, and we would adjust to their music. So. Yeah, so this music is still live today, man. I love this music.
It's really a blend, and I'd like to see it survive too, you know, because, of course, I love every form of music, you know. I just love it all. I do it all, most of all. In fact, country western, that's on my list too, along with opera and jazz.
And then you got Brazil.
Just love it all.
Huh? Brazil. You got Brazil.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started with Brazil. I love Jobim and all of those guys are just amazing. But, you know, our time is getting a little short, Munyongo, and I'd like to tell them about your Christmas CD, Baby, It's Cold Outside. And
yes.
In fact, we've got an event coming up December 11th, and we're going to play that at the Southern California Motion Picture Council Christmas party. And they're going to get a little taste of it there. So
yeah.
Let's let our listening audience hear some of Baby, It's Cold Outside. And can you tell us how they can obtain a copy of that, Munyongo?
Well, it's going to be released on the 23rd on CD Baby. So, and they're going to be on CD Baby. Yeah, CD Baby. iTunes? Yes, iTunes, and amongst others. So just look out for it. Just go Baby, It's Cold Outside, Munyongo Jackson. That's Munyongo Jackson. This is a project that I was working on. It's also a whole different thing. It's not so much Latin jazz. It's not so much Latin, but I also came up in R&B also. So this is like, and I don't want to talk too much about it. You guys just listen to it. Millions of people
okay.
have recorded this record before. This record's been recorded every year by different artists, but it's always been the same way. This one's totally different, so enjoy it.
Okie doke.
CD Baby. Yeah, oh, this one's featuring Eric Marienthal. It's an instrumental featuring Eric Marienthal, and it's another version that is the vocal featuring Nikki Harris and Jeff Robinson. And there's some nice conversation on it. And so I played all the percussion instruments. There's no drums on it. There's an instrument called cajon, the shaker. Just listen to it. You guys enjoy it. Thank you.
No.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.
Easy Way Radio is brought to you by ProductionSanDiego.com, New Life Global Development, and you can find out more about our members and more about Easy Way by liking the Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook page on Facebook. You can also subscribe at blogtalkradio.com/Easy Way Broadcast. That's letter E, letter Z. Thank you for listening. Till next time.